Hi, everybody. It's Dolores Catania from The Real Housewives of New Jersey, and you're listening to Rundown Media.
Are you a RuPaul's Drag Race fan? Then make sure you are subscribed to the Reality Rundown's official Drag Race podcast, The Tuck. Every week, our hosts recap the latest episodes of Drag Race, from the drama in the workroom to the fashions on the runway. We discuss it all, honey. So make sure to subscribe to our podcast everywhere you listen to your podcast so you don't miss an episode. Get into it, sisters.
Hi, everybody. It's Dolores Catania from The Real Housewives of New Jersey, and you're listening to Rundown Media.
Hi, I'm your host, Jack Sitt, and welcome to Flipping the Table, the official Real Housewives of New Jersey recap podcast and a production of the Reality Rundown and Rundown Media. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast so that you don't miss any of my recaps. Well, guys, we are back with another episode. We took a few week break after the season finished, but now I'm coming back with more Flipping the Table episodes. And this week, we are going to be talking about season 13, what they've been doing, filming, some recent headlines. So let's flip the table and jump right into it. So I wanted to start off by telling you guys the newbies. This is who is filming right now. You know, don't shoot the messenger if they don't end up on the screen. We saw with Tracy last season and Carolyn Rousseau last season. Tracy got demoted. Carolyn was barely in there. So these are the three newbies who are currently filming. And like I said before, I don't know what'll happen on the editing room floor. But our first newbie is Danielle Cabral. And, you know, she is no stranger to reality TV. Some people were like, oh, yeah, she looks familiar. Well, she was actually on this MTV show called, I think it's called True Life. I'm a Staten Island girl. So if people were thinking that she looks familiar, that's where you probably recognize her from. And she's actually going to be introduced by Teresa. So it's nice to have a friend of Teresa's come on. And actually, the other day, she was filming with Melissa. So I wonder what that's going to be like. And also, she is a mom of two young kids, I think toddlers. I'm not sure the age, but I know they're toddlers. And she owns this clothing business called Bougie Kids. Our next newbie is Rachel Fuda. She is going to be introduced by Melissa. And she is actually, a fun fact, very good friends with Frank Sr.'s girlfriend, Brittany. So as we saw in some pictures that Brittany is going to be filming a little bit, I wonder if she'll be at the events from now on with Frank. I guess we'll have to wait and see. And our final newbie is Jen Fessler. She's the owner of the shoe company F Major, and she's going to be introduced by Margaret. So the first group event took place on a few weeks ago, about 2-3 weeks ago. It was hosted by Melissa. It was an 80s-themed roller skating party, and Frank Sr.'s girlfriend, Brittany, was there, and she was filming. So maybe she'll be like his new girl that's going to be with him. And I wonder if Paulie is going to be filming with Dolores now, because I didn't see Paulie at that group event, but I think he filmed a scene with Dolores. So I wonder if he will be at future group events, because David was not, her ex-boyfriend David was not there. So I'm hoping Paulie will be there with her in future group events. The second group event was actually held at Margaret's house. You know, I'm not really sure what happened at her house or anything, but I'm pretty sure that all the newbies were there. So that's nice to hear. And also, I forgot to mention before about the first group event, Tracy Johnson was actually there. And, you know, I thought, and a lot of other people thought, even Frank Sr. on the Morning Toast podcast, he said she wasn't returning. I didn't think she was returning either, because she was so cut out of the reunion. They acted like she didn't even exist. So I thought maybe she wasn't going to be asked back. But now that we saw the pictures, she's back. I don't know in what capacity. Maybe she's just going to be filming here and there. I don't know if he's going to be an official friend. You know, I think everything is still undetermined. But it does look like Danielle Cabral possibly has that full-time spot since Jackie was demoted. And I have a lot of confirmations about that. And Frank Sr. also confirmed it, but you never know what happened. She could be upgraded mid-season. Like I said before, we'll just have to wait and see. And so one of the first headlines, which everyone heard about, was Ramona Singer leaking Teresa's wedding invite. You know, she was saying how beautiful the wedding invite was, she revealed, because it was all on the invitation, she didn't even cover anything up. She put the wedding RSVP website and the password. So I guess Bravo fans, you know, we're all detectives. So once one or I'm sure hundreds of Bravo fans saw that Instagram story live. I actually did not see it live. I just saw everything going on Twitter and Instagram. But everyone was looking who was invited. All these other housewives, these old housewives, past the girls from Ultimate Girls Trip. And, you know, there was like, I guess Teresa wasn't sure if it's going to be filmed for the show or not. And she even said last week that she's not sure if it's going to be filmed or not. But the whole cast is invited to the wedding. So I'm guessing it will be filmed because people looked up Margaret's name and Margaret was invited. So I'm guessing it will be filmed for the show. I hope it's not the finale because that means they'll only be filming again for like 2.5 months. And, you know, I heard they had like a 12-week schedule with a possible extension, I guess, depending on drama or what's going on. So I'm hoping these newbies bring, I guess, the drama and change the dynamics around. I mean, with three new people, three new faces, has to change something around. So I hope it does get extended to at least, you know, 17 episodes plus the reunion. I don't think that's too much to ask. Do you guys think it's too much to ask? Because I don't. And also, on the MTV Awards Unscripted, if anyone watched that, I watched that. I was actually very disappointed that Teresa didn't win any awards. But anyway, Melissa actually confirmed in an interview that there are some newbies. And she loves the fresh love, the fresh blood, and she loves new people being thrown into, I guess, the family drama. And Teresa also confirmed on the red carpet during an interview that she is on better terms with Margaret because she received a wedding invite. So I guess that was hint, hint for everyone that she is on better terms with her. And, you know, I'm happy to hear that. I think Louis, he liked her. He didn't think she had any bad, like, I don't know, I forgot. Anything, I guess, any bad against them. Louis knew she didn't want that. And maybe Louis kind of like talked to her about everything. And maybe she was like, yeah, you're right. I should talk to her. Let's make up. So I'm happy they made up. It looks like they made up. I mean, I wasn't there. I'm not filming with that. I don't know anything really. But it does look like they made up. I don't know what kind of conversation they had, but I guess it will be playing out on season 13. But what I also want to know is that Margaret said in an interview like a month ago that Teresa said something during the reunion that was edited out that she could never take back. And someone wrote that on Twitter, like, we didn't see it during the reunion. And Margaret said, well, it'll definitely be addressed on the new season. So I'm curious if that is going to be addressed or it was just like she forgot about it and just wanted to make up with Teresa. You know, I guess we'll wait and see. And at a recent movie premiere for J-Lo's new movie, one of the interviewers asked Melissa how filming is going. And she said, you know, I just came from a scene before I came here. It was a pretty epic scene. And, you know, the Jersey girls, they don't play. They always bring the drama. And when the interviewer asked about the drama, she said everything is still pretty new. I mean, they're less than a month into filming. So I think it's still all fresh. Maybe they're still doing things. I wonder if there is drama. You know, I kind of don't want to know about it. I kind of want to be surprised. You know, at the same time, I like to know some of the tea, but at the same time, I like to see it maybe like the trailer or like the actual show when it airs to be like surprised. Because nowadays, everything gets leaked and it kind of like ruins like the fun kind of watching Housewives. So I like when there's like secret events and secret drama that you don't find out about. So I'm guessing there's going to be some of that next season. And Joe Gorga also says at the movie premiere during the interview that Andy actually convinced him to come back to the show. So you guys remember in the first part of the reunion, Joe Gorga walked off and said, I quit. Well, he confirmed that Andy actually convinced him to come back to the show. And in recent Instagram pictures, we've seen a cast on Margaret's wrist. So I was thinking like, oh, what happened to Margaret's wrist? So I posted it on Twitter. Does anyone know what happened to Margaret? And someone actually DM'd me because they were at Margaret and Sonia went to like a Pride event last week, and I guess a fan asked her about it, and she said she broke it while filming. So I wonder like where, or maybe my first thought was maybe she fell or something at the roller skating event. But like I said, 1,000 times before, we'll have to wait and see. You know, I hope Margaret's okay. But yeah, and that's pretty much all the news I have for season 13 filming. I mean, we're less than a month in. There's still much more filming to go. And I'm sure there's going to be much more to happen. So make sure you guys stay tuned and listen to my podcast. And next week, I'm actually going to be recapping season 1, episode 1, going back to early days of Jersey. Going to be recapping that, talking about those episodes. So I hope you guys stay tuned and wait for that next episode. Bye, guys.